In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our first reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians is a very famous one. You see it on plaques, you see it on cards. Odds are that that's the New Testament reading that a couple's going to choose for their wedding. It's all very nice. Little puppy dogs and kittens and butterflies and birds, all sorts of very nice emotions, until you realize exactly what kind of love it is that St. Paul is talking about. It's not talking about sentiment. It's not talking about emotion. Rather, what is being talked about is a very profoundly Christian understanding of love, which is expressed best by our Lord when he says, "Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for that of his friends." What is love? It's willing the good of the other before your own. That is what love is, and what is the perfect expression of love? Our Lord upon the cross. Why do we have crucifixes? To remind us how much God loves us, and to remind us of the commandment of our Lord, "Take up your cross daily and follow after me." When we understand that, doesn't it make what St. Paul said sound a little different? It sounds a little less like the Princess Bride. Love, sweet love, and more profound. "If I speak in angelic and human tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal." I'm not talking about having little warm fuzzies here in the heart, but not have the love, which is perfectly shown by Christ, then you're nothing. And so that it is a profound challenge. And I really like it when couples pick this for their wedding reading, because I can remind them that that is the kind of love that they are called to have for each other in marriage. And that's not something you can fall into or fall out of. It's a decision that you make. And even when you're thinking, you know, you look up, wake up in the morning, you look over at the next person and you say, "What the heck was I thinking?" That love still endures. And this is how we can love our enemies. You know, no one has warm fuzzies towards their enemies. But as an act of the will, we can have love for our enemies and then do good to those who persecute us. This is why a few years ago, when Pope Benedict wrote his encyclical on love, it was so needed. Because love is so important, and yet it is so misunderstood. Particularly in our society here in the West, love is nothing, when love is really supposed to be everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.